Oh God, our God, my God, we lament. We lament for those murdered in the streets of Minneapolis by ICE. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And so we say the names of your beloved children, Renee Good, Alex Preddy. We pray for their families and friends, for their communities, for the state of Minnesota, for our country. Come, Lord Jesus, bring your justice, bring your truth your way, not this. So we look to Psalm 46 for prayer. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city, it shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought upon the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So we pray especially today for our CGP sisters and brothers, for those especially in grief, for Deborah Layanga as she travels to Tanzania to go to her father's bedside, and for a safe, merciful homecoming when the time comes, for Krista Strum as she grieves the death of her dad, Morris, for Gretchen Piriscala as she grieves the death of her sister, Marlene, for Christy Mitchell, grieving the death of her husband, Bill. For Becca Krogstad, grieving the death of her mom. And Scott Richards, grieving the death of his dad. We pray for those who have practiced civil disobedience. We give you thanks for their witness and courage through the power of your Holy Spirit. For Drew Yackel and Paul Graham. We pray for those in need of healing. For Brittany Mailloux, awaiting surgery to remove a cancer. For Krista Forsyth and her mom, Nancy, who is recovering from a life-threatening allergic reaction during a routine surgery. For Dale Degner in the midst of chemo. For Ben Hilding in the midst of radiation. For Nissa Peterson and her family as they accompany Grandpa Roger in hospice care. For Peg Morose, for rest and rejuvenation, and for a good ending. God, remind us that we are not alone, and there is always good news to preach and point to, even when it is lament, even when it is sighs too deep for words, even when those with ears to hear may choose not to hear. Oh, do not let our hearts turn cold or our tongues be silenced, but make us bold to proclaim Christ crucified and raised from the dead here, today, now. It's what saves me today and every day, even in my tired, weary bones. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, fellow preachers, sisters and brothers leading worship, cling to the promise of resurrection hope that we find in a Savior who meets us in broken and dying bodies. Our Savior knows that this is not the end. So don't lose hope, sisters and brothers. Don't lose heart. And don't be afraid, because God is with you.